This year should be a special schutz for Kiddush Hashanah b'Shnas Kitul Bracha v'Atzlacha b'Chol Maaseh Yadeha. We're going to be learning about the halacha of Tefila b'Zmana and Kavana b'Tefila, based on the Heilige Sefer Divrei Yatziv of the Kloisenberger Rebbe. This is the last volume of the Kutim. Siman Yadala, this is a letter that he wrote from Union City, New Jersey. He used to spend time, split his time between Netanya and Union City, New Jersey, where the Kloisenberger Chassidim are. It was written on the 7th of Nisan in the year 1984, Tavshin Mem Dalet. And the Heilige Kloisenberger was asked about a person, very, very interesting, Shaila. Sheyesh bim koimcha minyan shemispalim bi'ichor k'tzas. Aval sham atayachol achavim daitcha bi'yoyser. Haim tispalil sham, o b'minyan acher shemakpidim al zman tfila k'tzas ha'gro ve'atanya. Should you daven in a later minyan, where you have more kavana? Or should you daven in the earlier minyan, where you have less kavana, but they keep this mani tefila? Should you daven in the, just to give an example, in the local Young Israel, with the quick minyan, but earlier, Hashkama? Or should you daven in the Chabad minyan? This might be starting at 10, but it's more relaxed. They daven, they enjoy, they sing. Which one should you daven in? In Brachas Taf Lamed Amud Beis, it says, La'olam yamud atzmo as atzmo im yachol l'chavin es libo yispalil. V'im lav al yispalil. A person should always assess himself. If he can have kavana, meg ben davin, and he's allowed to davin. If he can have kavana, then al yispalil, then he shouldn't daven. Because the ikarat tefila is bekavana. And therefore, if a person wasn't mechavin in avos, he's not yotzei. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch or Rechaim, beginning of Siman Kof Aleph, that if a person doesn't have kavan in the first bracha, he has to daven nachamol, he has to daven again. The Ramah says, we don't do that anymore today, we're not going to have kavan the second time. Famous kasha, the Bir Halacha. Then how can a person continue davening if he didn't have kavan in avos? All the rest of his brachas are going to be labatola. And there's a great sarichus about this in Achronim. Some say that it has a chalos shem tefillah. Might not be yotzei the mitzvah, but it's not considered a bracha levatala. But you see the chashivos of kavana. It's ma'akev in the first bracha, and that's the ikar of kavana. The ikar of tefillah is kavana. Magen Avram, Nesif Katan Beis, writes that tzarech iyun, if a person daven b'liboy, if he's yotzei. He's a chayrut mashma. He says the yatsa. Says who loved up chol of avchem. What's a vaydish b'alev is tefila. So the ikur is kavanas alev. Because Baruch Hu is yodei machshavas. However, says the Magen Avram from the Gemara, it's mashma that he's not yotzei. And that it says in Siman Tzadi Dalid that a chol should be mahar b'libo. That's l'ravcha demilsa. He does what he can do, but he's not yotzei yodei tefila. And erfir tois mit tzarichim. Question is, what's this tzarech iyun going on? Is the tzarech iyun going on the whole shtickle? Meaning, he says in the Gemara, it's mashma yat yotzei, but still tzarech iyun, I'm not sure about that. Or is it just going on the last part, where he says that a chola should be mahar belibo? That doesn't mean he's yotzei, it just means l'ravcha demilsa. So where does the Magen Avram conclude that he's not sure? In the Kaf HaChaim, in Tziv Katan Vav, he writes that from the Magen Avram, it seems that you're not yotzei behir. But he was Messiah, but Tzarechiyun. Seems it's going on the whole piece. Are you Yotzei Behir or not Yotzei Behir? And that we said about a chola, that he should behar belibo if he's not able to say the tefillah, it's in the Ramad, and Simon Sadi Dal, it's Yivav, and his markers in the Beis Yosef. There, it's also brought in other places, and they darshan from the pasuk of Imru b'levavchem al mashkavchem, but it's a mud nizach, it's a pele. The Gemara, we darshan this pasuk on Kriyashma, and they learn Imru b'levavchem, say it in your heart and tefillah. Pri Chadash, Siv Katnvav writes that when the onus goes away, he should daven again, b'kol. However, the Pri Megadim says that it seems that he doesn't have to, because Minatara here is Kedibur. And Chazal or Machmir that without an onus you're not Yotze. But if there's an onus, then they're Haramidu al Din Torah. So therefore, this Chola is Yotze Beherer. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefila writes, Mitzvah Sesei L'spal Kol Yom Shenemer V'Vadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem. It's a Mitzvah Sesei to daven every day, as it says, you should serve the God, your Lord. So we have a tradition that this avoda, when it says V'Vadetem Es Hashem Elokeichem, is Tefila. Shenemer L'avdei V'Chol Avavchem. Amrucham Meizu She'avoda She'Belev, Zot Tefila. I'm saying, what is this avoda She'Belev? L'avdei V'Chol Avavchem? It's Tefila. The Kesef Mishnah of Azoi, why did the Rambam say that it's a mitzvah says to the Kol Yom from the pasuk of Avadetem Hashem Elokeichem? Why doesn't he bring from Lavdo B'chol Avavchem? Rambam says the mitzvah to daven every day from Avadetem Hashem Elokeichem, and we piyah Shmuel Lamdu, we learn that this is tefillah. What's the raya that this avod is tefillah? Because it says Lavdo B'chol Avavchem. It's very nice. But why don't we learn straight away from Alav Dov B'chol Avavchem that we're that Avodah Shevalev is Tefillah? And Memela Mitzvah Seseh L'Spal Kol Yom from Alav Dov B'chol Avavchem. So actually for the Kesef Mishnah, and for the Kesef Mishnah, that this Alav Dov, the Rambam learned, is Nishkin Mitzvah. It's a Sipur Dvar, just relating what's done. But it doesn't mean that if you serve Hashem with all your heart, then this is what's going to happen. So it's relating what's the story, but it's not... You get rewarded, beautiful. It's not a chiv. The only thing is, it's shver, because we have a lot of gufei Torah that we learn from Sipur Dvar. For example, Parshas Vidui Meiser, you're going to go up to Yerushalayim and you're going to say, Biyarta HaKodesh Men HaBayis, etc., etc. It's not a tzivui. It's Sipur Dvar. Look also in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Sof Sharash Ches, the Ram has Sharashim. It's a very difficult terror to the Kesef Mishnah. We don't learn from Sipur Dvar. We do learn from Sipur Dvar. Lule Devraim would seem, but Das HaRamam, but there are really two parts to the mitzvah of tefillah. One part to the mitzvah of tefillah is Lechavin Belev. And the second aspect of tefillah is L'spala B'peh. And the Inyan of Kavana, we learn from L'avdo B'chol Avavchem. And then a person's Yotze even Behirah, like we saw from the Magen Avram. And therefore, we need nacha pasuk of avadetem Hashem Elokeichem that you have to daven b'dibur. And therefore, if a person's choler anos that he can't daven, he should be mahar b'leiv, in order that he should at least be makayim mitzvah avdo b'chol avavchem. So avdo b'chol avavchem is leiv. Avadetem Hashem Elokeichem is nacha pasuk to tell you that you also need dibur. You also need to daven b'peh, verbalize it. And now we have a teretz how you can continue davening. How can you continue davening? Even though you didn't have kavan and avos, the rest of the brachos are going to be levatala. So now we have a gemaldik teretz. It's not levatala because of two aspects of tefillah. There's leiv and then there's peh. So you're still mekayim, the peh aspect of tefillah. From vavadetem. And therefore the brachos aren't levatala. It's worthwhile mentioning that there's the yisod of the Maharal and Gevurah Hashem, that matzah has two mitzvahs. Matzah has a mitzvah of Erev Toich L'matzahs. And that, your Mekayim, even with matzah ashira, because matzah ashira is called matzahs. So you can be Mekayim Erev Toich L'matzahs even with matzah ashira. It also says Lechem Oni. It also says Lechem Oni. Then you're not Mekayim with matzah ashira. But since there are two aspects to the mitzvah, at least be Mekayim one. Sefer Teferis Yisrael, the Maharal says in Perek Samuel Zayin that a Sefer Torah Chaser also has Kedusha Sefer Torah. Aber, you don't have the Mile of Shlemus, but it's still considered a Sefer Torah. Nassim Gishtetner talks about this in a number of places. He uses this Yisod, and he says that maybe with the Arba Minim also. Says Arba Minim Ar Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh, doesn't mean there's no mitzvah at all. They're just not Lekicha Tama, but there's still a mitzvah of Lekicha. It's just not Lekicha Tama, even though it's not mashma like that from Rashi, as he notes. and also in the Eretz Tzvi, Kashuk Lavar and Siman Dalet. He says, if you eat matzah that wasn't shamar l'shem mitzvah, there's still a mitzvah, and the bracha is not levatala, because there are two aspects. There's the etzema matzah, and then there's the lishma. So a person doesn't have the lishma, he's missing a little bit of the echos ha-mitzvah, but he's still makayim mitzvah. So to tzitzis that were nitva shalol lishma, so oichet, we could say the same thing, that he's makayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but he's lacking the mile of lishma. So that brings us back to our inyan over here, that tefillah has two aspects. It has the aspect of dibur, and then it also has the aspect of kavana. And if a person is not yotzei b'kavana, he doesn't have proper kavana. But who says that the mitzvah of dibur can't be mekayim? Because we had two psukim. So let him continue davening, be mekayim the mitzvah of dibur. But it's important to see that if you have two aspects of the mitzvah, you can't be mekayim the whole thing. So at least be mekayim one aspect of the mitzvah. And here the Kloisenberger says, "Val zeh samchut tzadikim shespalu achar zman tefila kevin shezman bevadei rak midrabbanan v'chiv debuchol avavchem in atayra v'kevin shebar lehem sheachar zman yechavnu biyoser kavanas kedosh shabrishayim lacher." Tzaddikim were somech to daven after Zman Tefillah. Everyone asks, why? What are they doing? What are they davening Shachris at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for? Because the Zman is the Rabbanan. And the Chiv of B'chol of Avchem is Menat Torah. And they knew later on they're going to have more Kavanah. So Memela, Shachris at 4. Because Kavanah is more important. Kavan is more important than the Zman. The Zman is Doraisa, and the Kavan is only Dirabanan. We're not talking about people who are just sleeping and hanging out. We're talking about people who are doing Hachanas, Tzadikei Elyon. We're in Stam people. I don't want to say names, but Mamish Tzadikei Elyon. So the Gemara says, Yamud Satsmo, if you can't daven with Kavan. So Pashin, the Gemara means can't daven at all with Kavan. Doesn't mean the Haicha Haicha elevated Kavanas. But for the Tzadikim, they understood that we have to be daven on our level of kavana. How do we daven without a proper level of kavana? So therefore they said, I can't daven now. Al yisbal, if you can't have kavana, don't daven. If they can't have their proper kavanas, they're not going to daven. They'll daven later. And they'll at least be mekayim the doraisa. If they can't be mekayim the dorabanan, but they'll be mekayim the doraisa properly. It's well known the opinion of the Pnei Yoshua and the Kuntres Achor and Madur Basar and Maseches Brachas Tav Gimel that we don't, he doesn't hold of the Shel Zmanias for Tefillah. So holds the Yavetz in the Sefer Lechem Shemayim. So says the Zohar and Parshas Vayakal Zohar HaKadosh Tav Kuf Tzadi Hamid Beis. So writes the Gaon HaKadosh Mikamarin and the Atzeid and Alam Shnayis and the Zohar Chai and Parshas Vayichi. It's 3 hours Kriya Shema, it's 9 o'clock. 6 hours Shachar, 12 o'clock. Not like we have shows manias. There was also a cruise that came out from the Heilige Tzanzer Rebbe, I think it's the Divrei Chaim. Not that that was his opinion, la halacha, ideally. But the Yavid, if a person was nenas, he could be somech, that it's not shows manias, it's 60 minute hours. So writes the Tos HaRosh in Brachas Tav Gimel Amid Beis, Dibra Masel Kevin Shegia. That's why it says 3 hours, 4 hours. Why didn't it say Shlish Hayom or Vi Hayom for Shos Manios? It would say what percentage of the day, but it doesn't say that. And it's brought the Halacha and the Maharsham and Simin and Ches Yif Aleph. Could be so mechanis. Even if it's after Chatzos, a person could still daven because it's Shos Manios. Chatzos might be 11:30, but you can go till 12. Al Kopanim, Fear Tos the Kloisenberger, the Oifen Shikvar Kores Shema Bizmana, the Meduber Hu Rakli and Tfila Drabonon. Person's read Shema Bizman, Mitzvah Raisi, read Kriya Shema Bizman. And now we're only talking about tefillah derabbanan. Kedayim ha-geoinim al elu l'smoch aleihem b'shas ha-tchak v'shachakach yochol l'chamin b'yoseh. If you can daven later, for more kavana, you can be somech on these geonim and daven at a later time. And it's well known what the Radbaz says in Chelekim Osim Tafayin Beis, that a person is not allowed to daven in a place where he doesn't like davening there. Because you daven in a minyan, you don't like the people, you look around, you feel terrible, you're not happy. But you daven in a minyan with all your friends, you feel good, geshmak of aldik, you look around, you're happy. So therefore you have to daven in a place that's going to enhance your kavana. And therefore it's better to daven in the minyan that you can have more kavana even if they're davening later. And that's the conclusion of the Kloisenberger. Make sure to have more kavana. I heard the same thing in the name of the Chazon Ish, so we also have a litvisha. Chazon Ish was asked, it's better to daven b'yechidus, but with kavana, or b'minyan without kavana. The Chazon Ish said, is it better to daven or not to daven? You're not going to have kavana, what's it worth? So you're also talking about minyan, but we're talking about zman versus not zman. The Chofetz Chaim, in contrast, gave a mashal. He said, one guy comes to the bank, he gives this old tattered check, and they give him cash for the check. And then somebody else comes, he gives a crispy check, and they say, sorry, we can't give you any money. No cash. He says, why not? See, he said, because the man, the pakid, the clerk, he said, the date is already passed. That's it. So Chafetz Chaim said, a person davens. It might be tattered, it might not be so good, but at least it's the right date. But a person loses the date. He says, chutz l'zman. So Gornish is gehelfen. That's it. Lost it. Akopanim, that's not the conclusion of the Kloisenberger. There's a story about the Chafetz Chaim that he saw a certain rebbe at a rabbinic gathering. He said, shh, the Shechina roidoyf dem. I see the Shechina on his face. See, a chiddush, the Chafetz Chaim could see the Shechina. The Shechina dwells on him. So they said, yeah, Rebbe, that's very nice, but he doesn't read Kriya Shema B'Zman. He says, yeah, okay, but fourth, I see the Shechina on his face. No, who can understand these tzaddikim? They're so amazing, so beyond us. We should all be zoche, l'ulmo d'ulam, l'shma b'lasas, v'adif, l'spalo b'zman, im minyan, im kavona, and to be yotzei alashitis. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.